This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome everyone. It is not Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is actually in Washington, D.C. with a sit-down with President Donald Trump. He'll be back on Wednesday. That's right. Maybe they're discussing all kinds of... Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. Put Wayne on the ticket. What a great idea that would be. My name is Lee Elsie. I am, well, he's been on a presidential ticket before, I mean, as a Libertarian Party candidate, which was a pretty big deal. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can call in 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. My puppy Ozzy was sitting next to me quietly for the last hour and 7 minutes, but now he has gotten up. So if you hear heavy breathing or you hear someone panting or licking my face, there would just be me and him in the studio, so don't call my wife and have her come yell at me. But it's just him breathing heavy. Got to give a shout out to our pal Eddie out in Mystic, who is a total patriot, listens to the radio all day, loves Wayne Allen Root, actually drives around in his big truck and listens to Wayne at night, and he's listening to us right now, so I appreciate that. A couple of things. We were trying to finish up a conversation, and once I finish up this conversation, unless we get calls on it, I'll put it to bed because I'm exhausted talking about some of this. I'm exhausted with talking about the Black Lives Matter and the racial unrest and the strife and the aggravation and all that goes along with that. I'm not that tired of it. I know that's big news, and I know it is, you know, the major focal point for what we're all kind of getting into. But think about this for a second. We left off talking about the Lancaster protesters. Now, you don't know the story. Let me share it with you. So a guy is involved in a domestic, right? 27-year-old black man, fatally shot by police. They were responding to a domestic disturbance. The shooting occurred shortly after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and Ricardo Munoz was killed, shot and killed. Okay. So the police release the officer's body cam footage, and what do we see? Munoz is emerging from inside of the house, running towards the officer when they arrived in the residence for the call. The news release, again, video, Munoz was brandishing a knife above his head in clear view and was threatening the officers. He was in a threatening manner, threatening the officers. And the cops got backed up, and they shot him, shot and killed him. So the police officers posted the body camera video on social media, showing that the man was, again, chasing the officers before he was shot and killed. So, what happens? Well, you would think you see a lunatic, a crazy man, with knife in hand, yelling and screaming at cops, threatening cops, going to potentially stab a cop, and what do? They shoot him. So you would think that the public would say, okay, sorry about that, it's terrible, it's a terrible tragedy. But what were they supposed to do? What are the cops supposed to do in that situation? Please, somebody tell me. What do you want to do? Huh? You want to throw a net around them? Okay. Well, I guess that's an option. If you have a net ready and available, if you want to go through that, that's, a possibility. But the idea, actually, the honest-to-God truth is you've got to protect and serve. And that means protect your own life and protect the people around you. So the cops were protecting and serving, and this guy got shot dead. So what happens? Protesters basically target the police officers and the police station. And, again, they do this adjacent to the Lancaster, Pennsylvania police station overnight, throwing bricks, glass, flower planters, and they actually threw a big piece of a plastic road barricade. More than 100 lunatics, morons, idiots, jammed the streets, flooded the streets, and surrounded this police station. That happened early Monday morning, or late last night. Why are we protesting that shooting? Can somebody tell me? Why? I'm white. And if that guy was white, I'd be giving the cops the golf clap for a job well done. Sorry, again, nobody likes to see anybody die. Okay? Nobody's a monster on this side of the aisle. But what's right is right. Color means nothing in this case. It doesn't matter if he was black, Asian, Hispanic, or white. It doesn't matter. The cops did what they needed to do. Sorry. Somebody acted like a lunatic, was acting like a lunatic, and was either going to hurt one of the police officers or was going to hurt somebody else. What do these protesters want to do? This is what I was talking about today, and it aggravates me because there are cases, okay? There are cases where it's warranted to be angry. George Floyd, for example. Having a knee on the neck for 9 minutes is wrong. That was wrong. Now, we're finding out that he probably died of a fentanyl overdose, but that doesn't make it less wrong. That cop should not have knelt on that guy's neck for 9 minutes. It is a terrible move, and one that should immediately he should be fired. And again, as a result of what happened, he should be prosecuted and charged, and he should go to jail. Period. And we're all in agreement. White folks across the country, black folks across the country, Hispanics, Asians, we're all in agreement. The cop acted improper and should pay the price. How is it possible that in a case like that gets conflated with a case like this? Or any other case where the criminal is actually acting in a violent manner? This is what I don't understand. This is what aggravates me to no end. Because it takes away, guys, don't you understand, it takes away from the legitimacy of what you're trying to do. You are trying to, set a standard. You're trying to say, hey, listen, we feel as though we're either being oppressed or we feel as though we are being racially judged for things, and we don't think that's fair. Okay, I get it. I understand that. But in a case like this, this is not the kind of a case where you go out and protest and you throw rocks and bottles at the police station, because this guy was going to kill somebody if the cops didn't kill him first. So what does that tell you? It tells you that, you know, half the time what you're doing, Black Lives Matter, all these protesters, it's garbage. Because you've lost now the general public's favorable view of what you're trying to accomplish. Like, you've lost me. Right? I was with you. After George Floyd, I was with it. I was like, this can't happen. We can't have this happen. Whether the person that was on the ground was black or white or whatever, it didn't matter what color. You cannot kneel on someone's neck for 9 minutes. I went with you, and most of the country was with you. But then again, you turn around, something like this happens, and everyone loses their mind again because it's an opportunity to riot, loot, shoot, and cause all kinds of havoc. And the end result now is you've got a situation which takes away from the other one and takes away from the cause and makes me and half of the country angry, because we know this, you know, the common sense factor has completely gone out the window. It doesn't matter. Somebody gets shot, it happens to have the skin color that's darker than the person that did the shooting, all of a sudden now it's got to be a riot. That's ridiculous. And if it were me, I'll go back to what I talked about before. If it were me and I were in charge, law enforcement-wise, I'd round these folks up, and I'd throw them in jail. And I'd hit them with the most aggressive crime that I could hit them with, whatever it possibly could be. And I'm hoping that we could throw them in jail for as long as humanly possible. That would be my plan if I were in charge of the law enforcement in any of these cities, whether it be Kenosha or Minneapolis or now here in Lancaster. You guys want to protest? You guys want to throw rocks and bricks at my cops? You're going to jail. End of story. End of story. You hit one of these cops, you could kill him. Again, go back to the Molotov cocktail. You throw one of these at my cops, it's attempted murder. Period. Why are we even having a conversation about this? If I go down to my local police, if I go to the local police station here in Connecticut with a Molotov cocktail and I throw it through the window of the police station, what do you think is going to happen to me? I mean, chances are I'm going to get arrested, and probably charged with attempted manslaughter or attempted murder. That would be my guess, depending upon if anybody inside got hurt.
Why is it that we're not doing the same thing to people who are out in the street doing the same kind of absolute violent act? Why? Somebody needs to explain that to me, because it's completely hypocritical. And it's, you know what? It's the, in some cases, it's the fault, not necessarily of law enforcement, but the judicial system, for not wanting to prosecute these people. Because you're afraid it's not going to look politically correct. But to me, I start, like I said, Giuliani said this. You know, you see one person throw something, you arrest them. Another person throws something, arrest them too. Fill the paddy wagon up. Fill it up and drive them to the jail and throw them all in. And have them, you know, appear before a judge the next day, and whatever happens, happens. The judge lets them out, round them up again, throw them back in jail. If you get a liberal, yeah, exactly, throw them to Rikers. I mean, it's insane to me. We're either living in a society that is a community that actually has morals and rules, or we're living in chaos. Because right now, a lot of these places, we're living in chaos. And I think most of America doesn't want to live in chaos. And that's a huge advantage, actually, for Donald Trump when it comes to this next election. Now, again, I don't pretend right now this far out to tell you what's going to happen. There are a lot of models. Actually, there's a model that came out today that doesn't, you know, bode well for President Trump. But again, these models change every single day. But I think people want a law and order president. They want a law and order society. And what we have right now that's going on isn't one. So, all right, listen, it's about half past, depending upon where you are. We're an hour and 15 minutes in. We got an hour and 45 to go. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll take a quick break. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. You want to call in? The number is 833-927-8255. We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. house. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. The sponsor of this segment of the show is X3. Brand new sponsor starts today, X3. Now, I've worked out an hour to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making more money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwich, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. So you know it's good. The key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. WAR, W-A-R, save $50, x3bar.com, x3, the number X, the letter X, the number 3, then the word bar, P-A-R, x3bar.com, and you enter WAR, and you save $50 on your X3.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm wrestling here with my dog, Ozzy, who is driving me nuts.
Who's winning?
He's winning. He always wins. That dog's like nobody's business. But he's got this this lunatic side of him. Like, it just he needs constant attention. Anyway, I'm getting some messages from some of the listeners out there. Linda's writing in. She agrees with me that she thinks the L.A. shooter is definitely a female. I totally agree. It's what I said early on. I think you're going to find out it's a female. Just from the way she moves, the way she walks, the way she ran in particular afterwards. That's not a knock. It's just there's a certain way that females run a little bit different than males. Let me see what I got here for COVID. What's going on with COVID? 27% of the people say they'd be willing to wear a face mask during sex. That, according to a new survey, 35% would be willing to wear one and go to a strip club. Now, I don't know, I guess, if you're into that. There are so many strange side effects now that are associated with COVID. Now, you heard about losing the ability to smell or losing the ability to taste, and there are certain maybe lingering effects, heart or lungs, and they're really not sure about a lot of that stuff. But now, apparently, there's a side effect where they're saying some people, apparently, it makes coffee smell like rotten meat.
Ew.
That's Dunkin' Donuts. The new flavor, rotting flesh. Delicious. Louis Vuitton has created a luxury face mask. It's luxurious. Reportedly, it's going on sale next month for about $1,000 a piece. I don't know. Is it reusable? Maybe. Washable? Who knows? I'm sure it's diamond encrusted. Let's see what else I have here. A 22-year-old woman was, I guess, busted for intentionally cutting off her own left hand for the insurance money. God. As a species, man, we are just lost. Right? So she goes to the hospital, and she claims it's a bad gardening accident. She actually cut off her own left hand. Surgeons were able to reattach it, but it doesn't work. Oh, my God.
Hey, Lee, I'm on the air with you right now, but, you know, do you think our two biggest fears right now in life are death and patty cake? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess.
All that money she's going to save on gloves. It didn't turn out so bad.
Man. How brutal. You know, I saw something else today that said, you know that if you have two arms, you have more than the average number of arms for every human on the planet? Because somebody thinks this up. Like, who thinks there and says to themselves, well, okay, if you got two arms, some people have less. Nobody really has more. I don't know. It's not funny.
I got a quick story for you. So there was this lady, and I forgot the community, but we talked about it this morning. She goes into her local Social Security office trying to get survivor's benefits, right? And the guy is sitting there waiting. Well, what happened to your husband? When did he die? This morning. Wow, this morning? Well, how did he die, ma'am? I shot him. Honest to God. Hand to God story. True happening. It's like, and I'm thinking, how do you put that down on the paperwork?
And in Biden's America, she'll collect.
Oh,
listen.
Double.
You know what I mean? All right. Listen, I got to come back a couple minutes, bottom of the hour. Don't forget, coming up next hour, a couple of guests. We'll have a Navy SEAL and Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. I got to go outside for a little while. Dog is scratching me like a lunatic. We'll be back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We want to thank all of the brave fighters. We want to thank these incredible people, the first responders, service members who are racing to the extreme peril, really, of their lives and extreme danger.
President Trump spending part of his day in California taking a look at some of the damage from the wildfires. The president also in Phoenix, Arizona, participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on the trajectory of Hurricane Sally.
With sustained winds between 85 and 90 miles an hour hitting Biloxi, Mississippi. Obviously, with the slowing of the storm, that is concerning. The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Sponsor of this segment of the show is OptiVita. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. And it just builds my immune system, man. And there's got to be a reason why I don't take a flu shot. Never had a flu shot in my life. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. And for me, it's not just silver. It's just part of an important program. I take mega doses of vitamin C, and if I feel a cold coming on, I'll triple my silver, and I'll triple my vitamin C, and I'll triple my probiotic, and I'll triple my garlic, and I'll triple my zinc. So, I mean, it's part of my nutritional program, but OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a foundation, an important part. They have more than 50 patents, 50. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. They've got a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. You know how much I believe in silver. So I've put together this Root Silver Bundle. There's been a lot of misinformation in the media about silver. You get a free book on the science of silver when you buy the Root Silver Bundle, and you've got to get silver into the right places for it to work. So they're going to give you three silver applicators, a free spray bottle, a free dropper bottle, a free fine mist nasal sprayer. All of those free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com, because they've got 50 patents, patentedsilver.com, or go to toll-free number 844-5-SILVER. Call 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-toll-free-5-SILVER.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Now, Wayne is gone tonight and tomorrow night, or this afternoon and next tomorrow afternoon, because Wayne is actually in Washington. And he's got to get together with President Donald Trump. He's been invited to Washington, so he's got today and tomorrow off. I'll be filling in both days. Now, tomorrow I'll have a whole bunch of guests lined up for you, including Judge Jeanine Pirro, and we also have Bill O'Reilly coming out tomorrow, among a few others. Tonight, coming up after the top of the hour, we'll sit down with Navy SEAL Chris Sinog, and then a little bit later on from the Heritage Foundation, our pal Stephen Bucci will talk a little bit more about some of these shootings and this racial unrest that's going on around the country. But Christopher, who's pushing all the buttons here in Dallas, Texas, he says he's got something he wants to throw at me. So,
all right. So this is coming from the ABC affiliate. Detroit WXYZ TV. So out of Dearborn, Michigan, actually where I grew up, a Metro Detroit priest has come under fire after comparing Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on 9/11 to Black Lives Matter protests. The church reacted quickly and has apologized, saying this homily was not based on scripture, it was not based on pastoral or sensitive. It is 12 minutes long and compares the September terrorist attacks to 19 years ago to unrest in America today. Church of the Divine Child, and by the way, it should be noted they awfully suck at CYO baseball. I used to play that school all the time. We always kicked our ass. Church of the Divine Child in Dearborn. I don't know what that has to do with this story.
In Dearborn, or are there more of those terrible schools around the country?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Well, no, we were no good. I mean, listen, we were the St. Hillary Cougars, and now, you know what, Cougars are considered now, so I'm an old lady that's hot. So, old Church of the Divine Child in Dearborn deleted the live stream video an hour and a half after it aired, but not before Father Paul Graney's Saturday afternoon homily had been recorded and posted on Facebook. Al-Qaeda's goal was to come to the United States and kill Americans. Really just wanted to wipe America off the map, and they would have done it if they could, Father Graney said. But today, those who we see wanting to bring down America and Americans and the way to do it under the face of justice, freedom, and love, but it's all a big bunch of baloney. The real goal for these people, Father Graney said from the pulpit, is to implement communism, a stateless, classless society, and the names of the people, they are groups you've probably seen their names, Antifa, which is an antichrist terrorist organization. I have, so far, this priest, I have no problem with what he's saying. He's spot on. It's important to note that Antifa is not on the FBI's list of terrorist groups, although they should be. Groups are on the lengthy list of hate groups. However, Father Grady brought up one more group. The other group is officially the official group of Black Lives Matter. He said, hear me out. He then reads a few words from the Black Lives Matter website and concludes that it's all anti-Christian, it's anti-family, and it's evil. Rachel Lapointe was stunned. I guess she's a parishioner at St. Divine. For him to actually compare Al-Qaeda right after the anniversary of 9/11 to me, is that is so offensive, Lapointe said. Father Bob McCabe wrote a public apology saying it was in part as your pastor. I wanted to assure you that at Divine Child, we love and respect all persons. So, what do you think about that? I mean, for anybody who's a member of the clergy, especially in my church, the Catholic Church, to get apolitical like that in the pulpit takes a lot of grapes. So, I mean, look, I don't have a problem with what he said. I mean, look, it finally took somebody of moral to say, look, what we're seeing in these protests is wrong, and you know, it's time to call it what it is.
Well, I think I would tend to agree with like 99% of what you're saying and what he says. I think that, the thing is, when you broad brush everybody, then people get lost in the cracks. But Black Lives Matter, I don't think there's any question right now. We're seeing it for what it really is, right? So you've got these really ugly people who are hell-bent on fundamentally changing again what this country is all about. I'd equate it to Al-Qaeda. I'm not sure I'm ready to go there yet. Now, what happened to this priest?
Roman Public, I just want to assure you that...
Did he get bounced?
No, I'm reading. I'm getting to that part. He added that the church is mindful and empathetic to the path, anger, and frustration that Father Paul's homily may have caused. This video has been shared by hundreds of times, and not everyone thinks the church should apologize. So I'm guessing they did the, you know, apology tour. So yeah. If God puts something on his heart, shouldn't he just share it with us, said one commenter. He spoke... By the way, this lady really needs to learn how to write a little bit better. He spoke the truth... good try, but oof. Sounds like she went to Divine Child. He spoke the truth. Why should he be silenced, said another. Another person wrote, it was not a Christ-like homily at all. Lapointe hopes more conversations within the church will follow. So right now, it does not look like there's been any... The church says Father Paul Greeny was back on the pulpit on Sunday, where he gave different message that was pastorally sound and based on scripture. So it looks like he kind of just spoke his piece and they told him to go ahead and just leave it alone and move on. So, but usually, yeah, the Detroit Archdiocese will call very quickly if you get a little bit out of line with stuff like that. If there's enough community backlash, you know, the parish gets a phone call very quickly.
See, I don't think there's any level of Black Lives Matter, no matter how high up you are or how low you go, where they can defend, like literally defend some of their actions. So I don't know how you can be an organization that supposedly promotes peace and unity. And again, I've had them in my studio. I asked pointed questions. You know, why exactly are you doing this or why are you doing that? And if they don't like the question, they get angry.
Yeah.
And they've gotten angry. And so, yeah, I mean, again, I think that, I think that's being outed to a certain extent, to a large chunk of the American population.
Let me ask you, though. Listen, you were... by the way, you've done a fantastic job tonight, as always.
Oh, thank you. You too, buddy.
You know, you were doing this story about the L.A. County L.A. County deputies who were shot. Look, thank God it looks like they're going to be all right. But I'm sorry. If you're saying you're part of BLM and you're shooting them, I mean, you're no different than a guy who straps a bomb in his chest and walks into a pizzeria in Jerusalem. You are no different.
You prostitute
the cause.
Well, it's the same idea if you are chanting or you're walking with Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter is saying pigs in a blanket, crime like banking, or death to cops. If you're not saying it, but you're walking with them, and they're saying it, you're saying it, right? So if you're walking with those angry, ugly people, and you're protesting with them, you're just like them. You are them.
Yeah.
So there's no difference when somebody says that, right? So as far as I'm concerned, that's the way I see it. So.
I mean, it's mind-blowing that here we are, you know, and by the way, there are protesters who are out there protesting, speaking their mind, but they're getting lumped in, and that's not right. I mean, whether I agree or disagree with the protesters is irrelevant because we're all entitled to our opinion. We are a country founded on protest. You know, that's kind of our hallmark.
Well, it is. Yeah, and peaceful protest.
Yeah, exactly. And but see, he knows. he's angry.
He's angry. He's mad as hell. This dog. He's mad. He's not going to take it anymore.
He's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. But you know, my whole thing is, you shame the cause when you do stuff like this, and you know.
Totally agree.
And by the way, you don't further your argument. You actually set it back. You're shooting yourselves in the foot when you go out there and you're shooting cops in the name of a cause who probably, by the way, does not know you exist. Yeah, I'm sorry. BLM is the rock star of the flavor, the bubblegum flavor of the week cause that'll be gone by Christmas time.
What'd you say? Shame the movement? Is that what you said? I like that terminology.
Yeah, they shame the movement.
Ozzy likes it too.
Ozzy. Yeah, Ozzy's about ready to do it. What's going on over there with Ozzy? Ozzy, what's the matter, buddy?
My dog has a, let's say, an attention, maybe a little attention deficit disorder, or he certainly is angry.
I'll tell you what.
When things happen, he doesn't get the attention that he deserves. Well, so listen, I'm going to take this break,
and
we'll straighten him out. Thank you, as always. Good job, by the way. Well said, and good points put up there, Chris. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes, still to come after the top of the hour. We'll talk to a Navy SEAL and then the Heritage Foundation. Stick around.
I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver Masks and Gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer Masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Health Share saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000. Hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They consider wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Evan, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here on the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root is just a mere matter of moments away. One of our good pals, Stephen Bucci, is joining us again. And Stephen, it just seems like the same old, and I think I even said that last week and the week before.
But I was talking to him briefly off there. I'm like, well, I'm ticked off. Last night was sort of like the breaking point for me. Not that I haven't been ticked off for the past 4 months, 5 months about the riot and the looting and all that's going on across the country. But for some reason, Stephen, last night I ended up getting up on Twitter and following some of these video protests that were out there. It's unbelievable how bad this stuff is getting.
Yeah, it really is. And interestingly, I've had some exchanges with some people that, you know, I generally respect their opinions about subjects like this. You know, they're serious folks. They're not nut jobs. They bought into the narrative that's been going around so completely. I had one that I had to say, hey, how can you say this? What do you expect the government to do? Just stand aside and let these people burn down federal courthouses or break in and do absolutely nothing? Well, but they're not following American policing tradition. And I Yeah, because people are doxing them. They're, you know, they're deliberately taking their names, not because they want to protect their own rights, but because they want to attack them as individuals. So they're not wearing their regular name tags. And this is in reference to some of the federal law enforcement folks, the Customs and Border Protection, Sheriff or Marshals Service, people like that, that are protecting those courthouses, fully, legitimately, legally, and constitutionally protecting those courthouses, I might add. And then these same people are who are doing that are putting on signs that saying they're press so that the police will not arrest them. I mean, that's a crime, frankly, to misrepresent yourself as press. It's just ridiculous, and legitimate commentators are buying into it and saying, well, how can you not support the constitutional traditions of America? I said, I am. I said, you're the one not, you know, giving the police the wherewithal to work within the Constitution.
As we're speaking right now, I'm watching a video of these Portland protesters. By the way, there are thousands of them. The landscape, the backdrop is burned out buildings, graffiti, smoke everywhere. Do you just want these folks to burn and loot and wreck America one city at a time?
Yeah, it's just crazy. And the folks that say, well, they're just peaceful protesters. I said, well, there may be some peaceful protesters out there, and I don't think the police are messing with them. It's the people who are trying to break into the federal courthouse who are shooting green lasers, which is the most intense laser you can utilize, at the eyes of law enforcement, who are throwing both bricks, rocks, and frozen water bottles at the police, or shooting large-scale fireworks at them, not just at the buildings to try and burn them down, but at the individuals. Those things are all assault, but some of these commentators seem to think, well, it's okay because they have good intent. They're doing it because they legitimately want to bring change. Well, assault is not legitimate under any circumstance, and then to blame the police and say, well, they're provoking the demonstrators. No, they're not. They're standing there around the building, and then these people attack them, and that's when the police are apprehending them, the federal police. The local police don't seem to be doing much anything, sadly, which I'm sure galls the majority of them, but that's their orders from their civilian leadership.
How did this become an issue of, if you stand with the police, as I know me and you do, we stand with the police, by standing with the police, we've become racist? How and when did that happen, Stephen?
It's been the manipulation of the messaging, both by the, you know, certain groups who are taking advantage of protests that began legitimately, you know, based on the George Floyd death. There were a lot of people that were ticked off and said, look, not again. Now, because you're not tarring every cop with those actions, suddenly you're a racist. And I just don't understand that. And most of the provocateurs doing this are pretty open with the fact that they are Marxist. They have a goal of destroying our system and replacing it with some fantasy land thing they think is going to be better. This stuff all started in cities governed by very, very radically liberal Democrats, in states with governors of the same ilk, but suddenly it's President Trump's fault. It's all going on. It's just ludicrous.
His name is Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Stephen, I could talk to you for hours, but as I look at the clock, we are completely out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.